Howdy, folks. You know, this is a night my lazy uncle, Herkimer, gets his exercise. He listens to Halloween ghost stories and lets his flesh creep. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And tonight being Halloween, there'll be big doings, you know. Makes me hark back to my biggest Halloween thrills. There's one thing, though, I think grown-ups owe it to the little folks to act scared on Halloween. If you don't, you're taking away a lot of their fun, you know. Now, tonight, if a little tyke wearing a weird mask comes to my door, I'll just go right into a frantic fright. That'll delight the little rascal, and then, of course, then I'll give him a pack of double mint gum. I don't suppose any of you folks will really be scared, but you will want to be ready, you know, in case there's any witches and goblins around your way tonight. So play it safe, will you? Have plenty of refreshing double mint chewing gum ready when they come to your home. Youngsters love double mint, and I'll tell you, their parents will be glad to see you give them such a healthful, wholesome treat, too. And if you run short, just remember there's always a friendly dealer where you can run out real quick and get enough double mint to make the rounds. Yes, sir, tonight is for ghosts and hobgoblins. And we just happen to have four of the hobgoblinest pumpkin heads this side of Inner Sanctum. The Hallerin Quartet singing The Old Lamplighter.
He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. His snowy hair was so much whiter beneath the candle glow.
The old lamplighter,
the lamplighter of long, long ago.
You'd hear the patter of his feet as he came toddling down the street. His smile would hide a lonely heart, you see.
If there were sweethearts in the park, he'd pass a lamp and leave it dark, remembering the days that used to be.
For he recalls when dreams were new, he loved someone who loved him too, who walks with him alone in memory.
He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago.
Well, there's a Halloween treat for you. You know, a couple of my neighbors got into a silly row the other day, and I brought up to one of them the idea of love thy neighbor. And he said, doggone it, Pat, I try, but it's sure not easy. And that got me to thinking about something serious, the capacity to love. Some folks don't have it at all. They sing about it, write poems about it, but they just haven't got it. They don't even understand it. Sometimes one person will make all the sacrifices and contribute all the thoughtfulness, kindness, and love, and the other accepts it as something he or she's just plain entitled to, without any return, you know. But being thoughtful is easy if you put your mind to it. And you know, the less thoughtful you've been in the past, the easier it'll be now to show people you're really trying to be nicer. Because, you know, any thoughtful little thing you do will just stand out like a beacon light in a heavy fog. You try it, will you? If you don't mind my putting in a practical suggestion, it's always a nice, thoughtful little gesture to offer a friend a stick of double mint gum, too. Chewing double mint, it's pleasant and refreshing, and that pleases everybody, you know. But folks will also be pleased at the thought of you sharing a nice little treat with them. Double mint's a mighty inexpensive treat, too, especially when you consider how good it is and how long that delicious double mint flavor lasts. Come to think of it, it'd be right thoughtful of me right now to have Paula Richards sing for you.
You're an old smoothie. I'm an old softie. I'd feel like putty in the hand of a boy like you. You're an old meanie. I'm a big booby. I'd just go nutty in the hand of a boy like you. Poor me. You played me for a sap. Poor you. You thought you'd laid the trap. Well, dear, I think it's time you knew. You've done just what I wanted to do. Silly old smoothie. Crafty old softie. I'd feel like putty in the hands of a boy like you.
That sort of does things to you, doesn't it? Of course, what's bothering me right now is what the Halloweeners will do to my house tonight. The windows, they're too high for them to soap, and the only thing there is to tip over in the backyard is a bird bath. The birds don't use it anyway. I guess my little neighbor, George Goebel's dirty birds must have moved over to our house. Well, the only way to play safe tonight is to have plenty of packages of double mint chewing gum handy, you know, to hand out to the tricks-or-treaters. Of course, delicious, refreshing double mint, it's a nice thing to have around the house any day, not just Halloween. I've got what you might call an ulterior motive, you see, in suggesting you give double mint to the Halloween visitors. You see, boys and girls, they like double mint so much, I figure that if they know I'm looking out for their interest, they'll treat me kindly tonight when they come around. But we've got our own Halloween party here to think about right now, and it's Buttram bonus time. Well, Halloween or not, Thursday is poetry day on Buttram bonus time, and today I've got one called Autumn Days Are Here. Now the summertime is over and the autumn days are here. the richest, rarest, ripest days through all the whole long year. For October skies are bluer than the skies of any June, and the earth is brimmed with beauty on this smiling afternoon. There's not the simple sameness as in summer's robe of green, for gay colors, bright and vivid, fill the harvest scene. Now the greatest, grandest artist, with his magic brush and dyes, has splashed the lanes and woodlands with tints of sunset skies. From the hickories and the hazels, glowing crimson shine, and the grapes are deepest purple, hanging heavy on the vine. And the sassafras and the sweet gum make a flag of scarlet hue, and the ragged wayside weedlings blossom out in tender blue. And though the days are growing briefer, and the nights hold hints of cold, yet from every tree and bramble shines this wondrous wealth of gold. Well, to follow a nice poem like that, we need something lively, Sauter. So here's our bewitching Buttram Symphony and the Halloran Quartet. Boys, let's play a small polka for Irene, huh?
I'm miles away from here, floating through the atmosphere, when I dance the polka with Irene. Just like a dynamo, round and round and round I go, when I dance the polka with Irene. And when she clings to me, soft and low, she sings to me, ach, du lieber Augustine. Nothing seems more real, that's just how great I feel, when I dance the polka with Irene. Soft and low she sings to me, ach, du lieber Augustine. Nothing seems for real, that's just how great I feel, when I dance the polka, when I dance the polka, when I dance the polka with Irene.
Well, happy Halloween to you all, and of course, it'll be happier if you have plenty of delicious double mint chewing gum around for the parties and trick-or-treaters there. You can always be sure of three things about double mint. You know, it's delicious, and it's refreshing, and it's healthful, too. Now, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that, you know, a woman doesn't mind wearing old clothes, provided, of course, it's to a fancy Halloween party. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.